Bonjour, Gokanawia, way to talk indigenous cause, Jamoki Manish Nandao, Dashniwe Abajatun, Anishnamba Moen, and Dasu Gijigat. Duga, would you a shin? Would you buemo da? Hello, welcome again to episode 4. So, if you have sent emails in and I haven't responded or sent anything new, that's because I'm recording these all on the same day. So, I'm going to do the first 4 episodes in one quick go. Before kind of seeing how the bandwidth's working out and if I need to get a new host for the podcast. And I might just try to record a bunch of these even after this one. But anyway, if you sent me an email and are frustrated with me not responding, that is why. I'm trying to get these recorded ahead of time so that I can be consistent with releasing them on Monday morning. So thanks for listening if you've been listening. And So today we are going to begin discussing negatives for VIIs, how to negate those VIIs. But first, let's do some refreshers. So our first kind of thing we learned, which wasn't really a conjugation, but was how VIIs can be elongated if they have a vowel ending by adding that magud to the end of it, right? So gisana becomes gisana magud. Gisana magud, or it is cold. Means the same thing either way. Gisana, gisana magud, same thing. You can do that with any VII that has a vowel ending. So agude, agude magud. Micha, micha magud. They always mean the same thing. On episode 3, what we talked about was how to pluralize things. So to pluralize these words, remember, we're adding one. If it's a vowel ending, we just add one to the end of it. So gisana one, gisana one. They are cold. Atewan, they are in a certain place. Gijitawan, they are done. If it's got a consonant ending, like a D or an N, you just add un to the end of it. Un. So agude magadun. Agude magadun. Onejishinun. Onejishinun. Nundagwadun. Nundagwadun. And that's how you pluralize it. So today, we're going to do new stuff, talking about how to do negatives. And this is some really useful stuff because it's going to be the same all the way across it. You know, between the different verb groups, there's differences, slight differences when you're kind of talking about these conjugations. But there are consistent patterns that we'll see throughout. And with negation is where we first see the like real patterns that are going to be the same throughout. And that's the use of gawin, right? Gawin, or introducing your negative statement by saying no first and then having some sort of C or Z sound at the end of it. We're going to see that across all of the verb groups. So it's good to commit this stuff to memory. Okay, so without further ado, I will begin reading again from Oshke Bebe's Native Journal, Volume 4, Number 1, the article by Anton Troyer about verbs that are intransitive and inanimate. Negating VIIs is also quite simple. There are 3 types of VIIs for purposes of negation, again depending on the final letter of the verb stem: those that end with an N, those that end with a D, and those that end with a vowel. If the final letter is N, put gawin in front of the verb, and add zinun to the end. So nodin, or it is windy, it's gawin, nodin, zinun. Gawin nodin zinun. Becomes it is not windy. Example: gawin nodin zinun nongum. Gawin nodin zinun nongum. It's not windy today. Gawin nodin zinun nongum. It's not windy today. Gushkawan. There is a thick fog. Gushkawan. Gawin gushkawan zinun. Gawin gushkawan zinun. Gawin gushkawan zinun. Example: gawin gushkawan zinun zaga iganing. Gawin gushkawan zinun zaga iganing. It's not extremely foggy by the lake. Gawin gushkawan zinun zaga iganing. It's not extremely foggy by the lake. The final letter is D. Put gawin in front of the verb, drop the final letter D, and add sinun. So, binad. It is clean. Binad. It is clean. Gawin bina sinun. Gawin bina sinun. So binad becomes bina senun. Gawin bina senun. Example. Gawin bina senun. Jibakwe wigamig. Gawin bina senun. Jibakwe wigamig. The kitchen isn't clean. Gawin bina senun. Jibakwe wigamig. Niskadad. Niskadad. There is bad weather. Niskadad. Gawin niskada senun. Gawin niskada senun. Gawin niskada senun. Example. Gawin niskada senun pemijigamag nungum. Gawin niskada senun pemijigamag nungum. There's no bad weather in Bemidji today. The final letter is a vowel. Put gawin in front of the word. Add senun to the end. Minose. Minose. It goes well, or it is good luck. Minose. Gawin minose senun. Gawin minose senun. Gawin minose senun. Example. Gawin minose senun jewabamind kuku'u. Gawin minose senun jewabamind kuku'u. It is not good luck to see an owl. Gawin minose senun jewabamind kuku'u. Baswewe. It echoes. Baswewe. Gawin baswewe senun. Gawin baswewe senun. Gawin baswewe senun. It has an echo. Example. Gawin baswewe senun nawajiniguk nagamon. Gawin baswewe senun nawajiniguk nagamon. There is no echo. Sing harder. Gawin baswewe senun nawajiniguk nagamon. There is no echo. Sing harder. Okay, so how are we doing? Yeah, let's do a quick check-in. A lot going on, y'all. So I think, like it said in the text, it is negated differently depending on how it ends. But how does it end, right? The difference is it's still going to have that sinun ending. That sinun ending or zinun ending is what you're looking for. And this is where it's really helpful for me to realize that a lot of the Ojibwe rules and grammar that seem pedantic or really specific or like, why is it so precise, is linguists trying to explain how things are said. And all of these rules, all these slight changes are just about making it easier to say, right? So the example, right? If it's got a D ending, rather than saying, gawin niska dud sinun, gawin niska dud sinun, that's really awkward sounding. So instead, it's just gawin niska da sinun. We just get rid of that D, right? Just get rid of it. Gawin niska da sinun. We don't have to worry about that D then. It's easier to say. If there's an N at the end, right? If there's that N ending. So noden. Noden. It's windy. Noden. Gawin no din sinun. If we wanted to say sinun, it would just be hard. Like, it's just not an easy thing to say. Gawin no din sinun. Like, you have to move your mouth a certain way that's not pleasant. And so instead of sinun, it's zinun. That NZ sound is a little bit easier. Gawin no din zinun. Gawin no din zinun. This is also a point where I like to talk to people that I'm teaching and my students to remind them that Z's and S's, kind of in the original iteration of syllabics, you know, again, a colonizer's writing system for Ojibwe established in the 1800s, Z and S are the same. Those are still like, you know, it's a colonizer's system anyway. It's older than, well, kind of older. It was earlier adopted by Ojibwe speakers using syllabics than, you know, the double vowel writing system that's been developed in the 20th century. But it's still, that letter difference is really subtle. So it's important to know what's happening and that it's a Z instead of an S, like in order to, you know, understand how to write these things and read them and pronounce them correctly. But it's a real subtle difference. So much so that for a long time, people didn't markate the difference when they were writing it out as a written language. Spoken language, you can hear the difference, but for writing language, it was so similar, it wasn't worth the effort they felt for a long time. Anyway, so gawin no din zinun, no din zinun, as opposed to, Minose Zenun. Like, it's really similar. The important thing is just it's Zenun. We're going to add a Zenun. Sinun or Zenun sound to the end of our negation. The other thing is that Gawin has to come first, right? So we've got to be, like, Ojibwe language is all about doubling up. So it's not just, we're not just negating the verb, you know, Gushka Wan Zenun needs to have that Gawin there too. Gawin, Gushka Wan Zenun, in order to know that we're saying it's not extremely foggy, rather than, you know, just a confusing, incomplete sentence. Okay. So yeah, we will see this throughout all of the verb groups, right? Gawin, Gushka Wan Zenun. Gawin, adding that Gawin in front, and then generally some kind of a z or s sound at the end to be negating. So final letter N, Nodin. Nodin Zenun. Gawin, Nodin Zenun. Gushka Wan. Gawin, Gushka Wan Zenun. Some of the other words we've talked about. If we wanted to negate, what's our other N-ending word? Onijishin. If we want to say something isn't nice or isn't pretty. Gawin onijishin zenun. Gawin onijishin zenun. If we wanted to say there isn't a tornado. Gawin wese an zenun. Gawin wese an zenun. Right? Okay, so then the vowel ending is sort of the base one, it feels like, right? That it's just sinun. And if it's a D ending, we just get rid of that D, and then it turns into a vowel ending, right? So, gisena, gisena sinun, gawin, gisena sinun. Ate, gawin, ate sinun. Gawin, ate sinun. It's not sprinkling. Gawin, awana bisa sinun. Gawin, awana bisa sinun. It's not sprinkling. It's not hanging. Gawin, agude sinun. Gawin, agude sinun. It's not sunny. Gawin waseya sinun. Gawin waseya sinun. It's not big. Gawin micha sinun. Gawin micha sinun. It's not done. Gawin gijita sinun. Gawin gijita sinun. So similarly, we can still use magad, right? So gisana. Gawin gisana sinun. But if we wanted to say gisana magad, you can still do that. So gawin gisana magasinun. So we just get rid of that D at the end of magad. Remember, magad doesn't change anything. It just makes the word longer, but that is like the core word still. So the conjugation that adding that s sound comes after the magad is already applied. So gawin gisana magasinun. Gawin gisana magasinun. Gawin gisana magasinun. It's not cold. Gawin agude magasinun. Gawin agude magasinun. It isn't hanging. Gawin gijita magasinun. Gawin gijita magasinun. It isn't done. Alright, so let's take a closer look at the examples that were in the text here. So noden, right? Noden. It is windy. What a great word. Love that word. Noden. Gawin nodin zenun. Gawin nodin zenun. Nodin zenun. Gawin nodin zenun. Gawin nodin zenun nungum. Sorry, that D is slipping in there in my head, or my pronunciation. Gawin nodin zenun nungum. It's not windy today. Gawin nodin zenun nungum. It's not windy today. There is a thick fog. Gushkawan. Remember that word? Awanabisa? How awanabisa was like a fog, but particulate. That's how we get misting or sprinkling, kind of. So gushkawan, we've still got that awan word there, that fog, but now gushkawan, it's a real strong fog. It's a thick fog. So gawin gushkawan zenun. Gawin gushkawan zenun. Gawin gushkawan zenun. It's not a thick fog. In the example, gawin gushkawan zenun zaga iganing. Gawin gushkawan zenun zaga iganing. And again, Zaga Igan is our lake, right? Zaga Igan. And then that ing, again, we've got that ng sound. That's our locative, so we know it's a location. So, Gawin Gushkewan Zenun Zaga Iganing. It's not extremely foggy by the lake. That ing is doing the by the work in that word there. All right, another great, great word. Binad. Binad. It is clean. Binad. definitely say this about my room pretty regularly. Gawin binasanun, right? So gawin binasanun, it is not clean. Gawin binasanun. Gawin binasanun jibakwe wigamik. Gawin binasanun jibakwe wigamik. The kitchen isn't clean. Gawin binasanun jibakwe wigamik. And there's a couple things going on with that word too. Jibakwe is to cook something or boil it up, and wigamig is like a house or a room. So gawin binasanun jibakwe wigamig. So it's not clean, the cooking house or the cooking room. All right, niskadat, there is bad weather. Another good word. Man, there's some good words this week. Niskadat, there's bad weather. So there's not bad weather. Gawin niskadasanun. We just get rid of that D, right? So gawin niskadasanun. Just like with clean, binad goes to gawin binasanun. Gawin binasanun. Okay, niskadat, gawin niskadasanun. Gawin niskadasanun. And the example was gawin niskadasanun bimijigamag nungum. Gawin niskadasanun bimijigamag nungum. There's no bad weather in Bemidji today. And if the final letter is a vowel, it's treated exactly the same as if it's got a D. We just don't have to subtract a D. So we're just adding sanun to the end of it. So the example, minose, minose, it goes well, it's good luck. Gawin minose sanun. Gawin minose sanun, it is not good luck. And the example was gawin minose sanun jewabamind guku'u'u. Gawin minose sanun jewabamind guku'u'u. It's not good luck to see an owl. Gawin minose sanun. All right, baswewe. Always like this word too, baswewe. And kind of, I know like wewe has to do with voice, I think, sometimes, but I think of it as like a repeating itself, right? Baswewe, it echoes. So gawin baswewe sanun. Gawin baswewe sanun. Gawin baswewe sanun. It does not echo. The example was gawin baswewe sinun nawajeneguk nagamon. Gawin baswewe sinun nawajeneguk nagamon. There is no echo. Sing harder. All right. So next week we will do pluralizing negatives. But yeah, that was it. You know what that means? I think it's time for quiz. Jaharp. Okay, akawe, anin ekedong, they are big, ojibwemo win. Anin ekedong, they are big, ojibwemo win. They are big, anin ekedong, they are big, ojibwemo win. They are big. So we start with mecha, right? Mecha, it is big. Then to pluralize it, we just add a one, right? So mecha one. But maybe you figured out the other way to say it too, right? So since mecha ends in a vowel, we can add that magud. So, mecha magadun. Mecha magadun. They are big. Mecha one. Mecha magadun. All right. Good job. Anin ekedong, it is not big. Ojibwemo win. Anin ekedong, it is not big. Ojibwemo win. Anin ekedong, it is not big. It is not big. Ojibwemo win. It is not big, ojibwemoin. What do we start with? Right, gawin. Anin ekedong, it is not big, ojibwemoin. Gawin mecha sanun. Gawin mecha sanun is how to say that. Gawin mecha sanun. Or gawin mecha magasanun. So we can put that magun on there. We just get rid of the D and then treat it like it's got a vowel ending. So gawin mecha magasanun. All right, good job. All right, next. Anin ekedong. They are finished. Ojibwemoin. Anin ekedong. They are finished. Ojibwemoin. They are finished. Ojibwemoin. Anin ekedong. They are finished. Yeah, gijita, right? Gijita is our verb. It is finished. So to pluralize it, it's gijita one. Gijita one, because it ends in a vowel. But also, since it ends in a vowel, you might have said gijita wa magadun. Gijita wa magadun. You could have put that magad at the end of there. So it would have been gijita wa magadun. Good. All right. Anin ekedong. Onin Ekedong. It is not finished. It is not finished. Anin Ekedong, it is not finished. Shoganashi, Ojibwe Moen. Anin Ekedong, it is not finished. Ojibwe Moen. Anin Ekedong, it is not finished. Ojibwe Moen. It is not finished. Well, first thing's easy, right? We say Gawin, Gawin, Gijita. It's finished. Gawin gijita senun. Gawin gijita senun. Gawin gijita senun. It is not finished. Of course, you could have said Gawin gijita magasenun. Gawin gijita magasenun as well. It is not finished. All right. Anin ekedong. Anin ekedong. Nodin zenun. Nodin zenun. Shaganashi moen. Ani nekedong nodin zenun shoganashimoen. Ani nekedong shoganashimoen. Nodin zenun. What's nodin zenun mean? Gawin nodin zenun. Gawin nodin zenun. Yeah, it means it is not windy, right? So nodin is our word. It's windy. Nodin. And then since it's got an N ending, we're going to use that Z sound. Nodin zenun. Gawin nodin zenun. It is not windy. All right, and finally, Anin Ekedong, it is not nice. Ojibwe Moen. Anin Ekedong, it is not nice. Ojibwe Moen. How do you say that, Ojibwe? It is not nice. Anin Ekedong, it is not nice. Ojibwe Moen. Yeah, Gawin Onejishin Zinun. Gawin Onejishin Zinun. Gawin Onejishin Zinun. It is not nice. All right. But good work, everybody. We will catch you next week, which is getting, is it the new year already? Might be the new year already next week. I think so. Yeah. Wow. All right. Cheers.